Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Follow God's Calling by Lisa Marone. Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Mark 1:16-18. Long ago in a faraway land, well, actually, it was back in 2006 in the den of my home on Long Island, New York, a calling was heard. "It's time to write." "Excuse me, Lord, are you speaking to me?" What was I to do with that directive? I guess there were three options. One, shake it off and go on with my life as is, chalking it up to a random, self-directed thought. Two, stall on it, put it on a shelf until a more appropriate time. Or three, put voice to it. Tell my husband and a few trusted friends who would hold me accountable, and then run, head first, into the great unknown, to myself, the world of writing. I don't know about you, but I never considered writing as a direction for my life's energies. First of all, my father, who had a master's degree in literature, told me throughout my formative years that I was an awful writer. Second, writing wasn't how I expressed myself. I'm a verbal girl, through and through. One of my teachers once said I had verbal diarrhea. Seriously, I don't even journal. Anyhow, you get the picture. Writing was never on my radar. I imagine the same was true for the first four disciples that Jesus called. They were hardworking fishermen. Fish, boats, and nets were their world. But leaving everything to become a fisher of men? What was that all about? Reading through the Gospel of Mark, I was recently struck anew with the lack of hesitation Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John showed in responding to Jesus' call to follow him. The text states that they immediately left what they were doing and struck out on a new, unknown course. Did they even know what Jesus had planned for them? What would it cost them? Where would it lead them? Given my personal dilemma above, I chose, with great trepidation, door number three, responding yes to Jesus' call for me to begin writing. Truthfully, this response was not natural, but rather a cultivated behavior preceded by many failures, flat out no's, and a great deal of okay, but laters. Now, with six published books, hundreds of Monday morning health tips and articles, and a bunch of Bible devotionals written to date, I am so thankful that I responded, "Yes, Lord, use even me." His will has been accomplished, and his name has been glorified. Maybe you're struggling with the same feelings I had. Fear of following, and fear of failure, unwillingness to let go of certain things or lifestyles in order to follow, and the knowledge that I'd be functioning outside of my perceived skill set. If so, I would encourage you today, with your eyes trained on Jesus and with your ears attentive to his call, to stop, drop, and run towards his calling. Jesus accomplished some of his greatest work through a group of men who were completely unqualified for their calling. I promise he can and will do the same through you. Let's pray. Jesus, I am humbled that you consider me worthy to be used in ways big and small to accomplish your will here on earth. Help me respond without hesitation whenever I perceive your voice calling me into action. In your powerful and equipping name, I pray. Amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.